Let's turn now to the campaign trail, where the president's words are sure to be picked up in campaign ads, which are hitting the airwaves and blanketing the digital world. In fact, the 2016 election, digital ad spending will exceed $1 billion. Here now, media analyst John Carroll joins us for a look at that. And John, why this migration to digital advertising?
Well, first, just for perspective, the research firm Borrell Associates estimates that about $11 billion will be spent on political ads in the 2016 election. And about 10% of that is going to digital ads. That's a 5,000% increase over 2008.
Right.
And the reason they're going to digital is because that's where people have gone, especially millennials.
And I'm still at what, 11, was that $11
billion? $11 billion, right.
Oh, my gosh. So that's a huge jump in spending, even if it's just a billion of that $11 billion on the digital. So what kind of ads are we talking about, if especially they're looking towards millennials?
It's the whole range. It's web banners, pop-up ads. It's Snapchat ads. It's Instagram ads. And it's online videos like this one that has Ted Cruz reading fake Christmas stories to his two daughters.
Imagine the greatest Christmas stories told by the senator who once read Green Eggs and Ham from the Senate floor.
'Twas the night before the shutdown, and all through the House, not a bill was stirring. Not even to fund a mouse.
A proven record presents a collection of timeless Christmas classics, read by the trusted conservative leader, Ted Cruz.
So I know Ted Cruz got a lot of criticism by editorial cartoonists for using his child in ads, but the video went viral, got almost 2 million views on YouTube. Is this the end of the TV spot, which annoys people anyway?
Not really. I mean, again, according to Borrell, about $7 billion will be spent on broadcast and cable TV ads this time around, this election cycle. That's about 60% of the total. They reach a different audience. If digital reaches millennials, television ads reach the older voter, and they turn out in bigger numbers, really, on election day than millennials do.
That's been some of the questions about Donald Trump are, will some of his young supporters bother to turn out? And he, maybe as a result, I don't know, he has started his first campaign ad with an ad that debuts today. Many may have seen it. It focuses on terrorism. Let's listen.
The politicians can pretend it's something else, but Donald Trump calls it radical Islamic terrorism. That's why he's calling for a temporary shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until we can figure out what's going on. He'll quickly cut the head off ISIS and take their oil. And he'll stop illegal immigration by building a wall on our southern border that Mexico will pay for.
Because you're seeing a lot of images there, including one which appears to see people just running, and if it would match the words, running from the Mexico into the U.S., storming our border. The image actually turns out to be of Moroccans. Donald Trump says that doesn't really matter.
Never get technical with Donald Trump.
But he's now investing $2 million a week on TV ads alone in early primary states. But Jeb Bush's campaign decided to withdraw $3 million from ads and put campaigners on the ground in primary states. So Trump going one way, Bush another. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Bush has spent almost $40 million on TV ads and barely moved the needle. And so I think what he's looking at now is to kind of cut his losses and redirect his money into a ground operation that may be more successful, because his television campaign has been abysmally inefficient.
Yeah. So, John Carroll, digital campaign ads projected to triple in the next 4 years. But what about ad blockers?
Ad blockers are the big concern for political candidates, because the millennials, 2 out of 3 millennials in one survey, have ad blockers. So finding a way to unlock those or to end run them will be important for politicians if they want to get their message to millennials.
And they do. John Carroll here now, media analyst, mass communication professor at Boston University. We'll link you to his campaign outsider blog at hereandnow.org. John, thanks as always.
Thank you.